thing is going to wind up deorbiting, and they won't really have much control of where or when that happens. And it's, I think it's a 5-ton thing. It's one of these heavy spacecraft that India put up there. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that. We'll cover that when that comes flying through the Earth in the future. Unless they manage to give those valves open, and then, you know, all is saved. Any last comments before I close? We're up to the 11 o'clock witching hour. WS2M. Okay, nothing heard. By the way, Frank, mentioned the plane crash by you. The other one, by D.C., they had, 64 people on that manifest, and none of them could be saved. And it turns out 5 of the people came out of the same trip that I belong to the Steam Fitters Union. And, you know, we have locals, you know, throughout the country. And then there's the international group that we all belong to. And it turns out 5 of these guys were Steam Fitters that were from the Maryland, I believe, Annapolis local. So I haven't got much more details from that yet. And, you know, these guys travel around the country to work. Sometimes they take planes. I've done that in the past. I've worked in cities like Denver, Colorado. And, you know, plane travel is a common way to go. And, you know, you never know. So anyway, with that, I'm going to turn this back over to Roy with GoodNet, AC2GS. This is WS2N. Back to you, Roy.
AC2GS here. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do here on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone's participation tonight, and I hope you'll come back next Sunday when we'll try and do it all over again. So, as per usual, I'll share a couple of phrases with you. J2RW would end his technical nets with advice to be kind to each other. That's always good advice. Good old Epictetus said it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows, but keep your mind open to new ideas. And don't open it all the way because your brain might fall out, but otherwise, keep an open mind to things and try to learn a new thing every day. Keep exercising that brain. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it, as the old saying goes. So, you know, our revels now are done, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again next Sunday when we do this all over again. This is AC2GS formally closing this particular episode of the Limar Technical Net, and I will be clear after I say Slava Ukraini.
Speak to you guys next week. Have a nice week. Bye.